Again, bid you welcome, as we always do. Express appreciation for your being here. We, again, say it so often, we say it sincerely. Just good to get together. There is an outline in the bulletin this morning. If you receive one, you're very welcome to follow along. You kind of look around and make sure if someone did not get a bulletin and have access to one if they'd like to. Rick mentioned in his introduction to the scripture reading, we're going to talk about being thankful. And thanks again is the lesson. And the scripture that was read to us this morning, I want you to just briefly notice the people in the text. I didn't list these in the in your notes, just kind of briefly, but verse 12 says there were 10 men who were lepers. Uh-oh. Horrible disease, leprosy, made them unclean. They were isolated from society. It filled them with despair because there wasn't any remedy. When you look at the 10, they all cried for mercy. They said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on me," or on us. And they all received mercy. In verse 14, as they went, they were cleansed. In verse 15, it says, one of them, he returned and gave thanks. It's interesting, only one expressed gratitude. The voice of pleading now became the voice of praise from the one. And the Bible says that with a loud voice, he glorified God. Came back and said, "Thank you." But then the 9. And Jesus asked the question, "Where are the 9? Wow. 9 did not return to say thank you. It's interesting. It seems like they were nearer to Jesus in their affliction than they were in their health. They prayed when they were in distress. But then they were silent when thanks should have been offered. Remember the story of a man on a ship in the midst of a horrible storm. Oh, the rain came, the waves were huge, and it seemed like the storm was having the victory over that ship. So the man falls to his knees and he says, "Lord, I haven't been a praying man. In fact, Lord, I haven't talked to you in 30 years. However," and he's looking around at these wind and the waves, he said, "if you'll hear me this once, if you'll get me to shore, I promise not to bother you for another 30 years. That's kind of the way we are. We'll pray to God in our distress, but not always in our health. Times are good. Bible puts gratitude kind of in an ugly light. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, beginning of verse 1, "Know this. It says, last day, perilous times will come." Perilous times. And then he describes what perilous times will look like. He said, "Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money," mankind will, "boasters, proud, blasphemers," and then the next word is unthankful. Mentioned that people will be unforgiving, slanderers, brutal, despisers of good, and the list continues for another verse. They'll be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They'll have a form of godliness, but deny the power. And then Paul says, "From such people turn away." I don't mind turning away from people that are the boasters, the proud, the blasphemers, the disobedient, the unloving, the unforgiving, the slanderers, the brutal, the despisers of good. But just someone says it's unthankful. It's listed right in the, you know, in the middle of this list of people we would describe as, boy, they're not very good, are they? But someone that's unthankful is listed with them. And we recognize the importance of teaching our children thanks. Pretty much any time if we're around and our children receive something, if they're not quick to say thank you, we're pretty quick to say, now what do you say? Thank you. Sometimes we wonder if you receive, people wonder when they receive something and they, oh, I forgot to send a thank you note. Well, it's been a long time since I received that. Probably too late to say thank you. I think the admonition is, no, it's never too late to say thanks. Even if it's been, what in your mind, a long, long time, it just lets that person know, oh, you remembered to say thank you. I know they probably remembered that you didn't say thanks. And remember, as we said last week, it's not thanks thinking. It's not thanks wishing. It's thanksgiving. Give thanks. Put in your notes several admonitions that the Bible gives to encourage us to be thankful. Sometimes when I look through this list, I just wonder, what is it going to take to move people, to persuade people to be more thankful, and especially and particularly to God, to thank God. And remember when the Thanksgiving holiday for this for us in the USA, it was noted for its purpose to give thanks to the, and quote in the actual text, to the Almighty, from whom all blessings flow, end quote. That was the purpose of the day, to thank God. So here's some verses from the Bible just to remind us, encourage us. Number one, in Psalm 92, beginning of verse 1. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. A good thing. I mean, you know what a good thing is. It was something that conforms to a high standard. Oh, that's good. Something that's honorable, that's good. Something that's decent, it's upright, it's virtuous, it's proper, it's an expression of goodwill. Oh, it's good. It's good. And the verse continues, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to His name. Your name, O Most High, and to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness at night. Ah, all day long. Thank you. There's a song we sing. I've listed several songs in your notes, but I want to just do this one for today. You can just read the words to the other one. But sing with me. Number 83. And it goes with the text and with the lesson. The verse begins, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's a good thing. So number 83, we'll teach ourselves and admonish ourselves in a song. So number 83. Okay. Songs begin.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good.
Of his, And give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. When I go north sometimes on 805 freeway, get near Market Street, you know, occasionally I see this huge semi-trailer on the overpass. It has this message on the side of the semi. It says, "Jesus Christ is Lord," not a swear word. Or a curse word. Jesus, in big print on the side of that trailer. "Jesus Christ is Lord," not a cuss word. Well, that's what it says. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. When the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, so he says, it begins by saying, "After this manner pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Ah, the very start. When we say thanks to God, we need to give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. So give thanks. Give thanks. There's a song in our book titled, Blessed Be the Name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But number three, so number one, it's good to give thanks, and then give thanks when you remember God's name. Don't use it for a swear word. Number three, Psalm 119, verse 62. "At midnight, I will arise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments." Now, the psalmist is not saying set your alarm clock for midnight. He's not setting a time for prayer as such. But when we think of midnight, especially in our lives, "Oh, I'm at the midnight of my life," means I'm in deep darkness. I'm in the depths of despair. I'm kind of down and out. Things are looking gloomy in my life. Boy, it's midnight. In other words, we don't always understand the reason for our adversity or what we're going through, but the psalmist is saying, when these times, when it's midnight in your life, when you're in sorrow, when you're discouraged, when you're physically ill, when you're lonely, when you're fearful, the challenge is to see that God is still righteous and not give up on it. Don't use the midnight times in your life take you away from God. The psalmist is saying, at midnight, I can give thanks to him because he's an ever-present help in time of need. And when we're down and out, I need, like the man on the ship, these waves are bigger than I am. I'm going to lose my life. God, I'll pray. Right. I remember the time my father-in-law told this story, Christine's dad. It was when he was very, very aged, and Wilma, Christine's mom, had Alzheimer's. They were living with us at the time. So Daryl told the story. He says, "I had to get up at midnight one time and use the restroom. And when I came back out of the restroom, Wilma had the light on and was making the bed." So he said, "Well, Daryl, what'd you do?" He said, "Well, I just got a blanket and took her, we sat down on the couch, and I just thanked God for all the good years." They were married 62 years. It was at midnight. That was literally midnight for him, but yeah. "Wilma, come in here. We'll sit together on the couch. Turn the light on. Cover up. Just thank God for his righteousness. At midnight, I'll arise to give thanks because of your righteousness." Yeah. Not always thankful for the midnight. I said, "Well, thank you, God, for the sorrow I'm in." No. But I'm thankful that you're there. That you can get me through. Number four, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And this is as reference probably to even the final victory that's ours. It's the hope of eternal life. So we say thanks. And Paul even mentions in the text in 1 Corinthians 15, you know, who's going to deliver me? You know, how am I going to get out of the sinful situation I'm in? Oh, thank you, God. Provided something that we couldn't provide for ourselves. I can't build a stairway to heaven. I can't formulate a plan that God will accept for the forgiveness of my sins. There's nothing that I can bring to God and say, God, here's payment for the way that I've lived my life. And I want you to bless me and open the doors of heaven and usher me in. Here, take this, God. There's nothing I can give. Ephesians 2 verse 8 begins by saying, for by grace we're saved through faith. And not of works. Not of ourselves. I needed someone. And it's the victory that God's provided for us through Jesus Christ, His Son. We're going to sing that song as a song of invitation. Oh, victory in Jesus. And listen, note the words when we sing that song in a moment. Number 5 is 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Interesting verse. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. In Ephesians 5, verse 20, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things? All things? God, you know what I'm going through? Used this illustration before, but in a book I have in my office called The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. She and a bunch of the ladies were in that concentration camp during World War II. And she mentions here in the story, she says, Betsy, you know, how can we live in such a place? Betsy's asking. And Corey said, you know, God's going to give us the answer. He said, remember in the Bible reading this morning, I remember, he quotes 1 Corinthians or 1 Thessalonians, comfort the frightened, help the weak, be patient with everyone, seek to do good to one another and all. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances, or give thanks in all situations for all things. Corey says, that's it. Give thanks in all circumstances or situations. And Betsy says, what can we be thankful for here in this concentration camp? Corey says, I'll tell you. Such as being assigned here together. Let's thank God that you and I are here together. Well, thank you. And second, he says, and we can thank God for what we're holding in our hands. They had a Bible that they kept in, so they would read that Bible every day among the group of the ladies in that building. Oh, thank God that we're here together and that we have this Bible, and that's what we read this morning. Give thanks to God in everything. And then she said, oh, yes, yes, Betsy. And then we all could say, thank you for being very crowded here. Because many more people were here than when we're reading the Bible. Oh, yeah. What do we have to give thanks for when a German concentration camp? I'm glad you're here with me. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. I'm glad we have the Bible to read. I'm glad we have, it's crowded. So more people can hear the Word of God. And then number 4, then she says, and thank you, and Betsy went on sincerely, for the fleas. Corrington was for the fleas. Come on, thank God for the fleas. And as the story continues, it's, oh yes, thank God for the fleas. Because that keeps the soldiers away. They don't want to come in as often for inspection because there's fleas. I don't think I've ever thanked God for fleas. But in that situation, in that circumstance, thank you, God, that you and I are together, and we have a Bible in our hands. Thank you that it's crowded, thank you, good, please. In everything, give thanks. We have to open our eyes to find the occasion. Give thanks. The last one I have is number six. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Thanks be unto God for His indescribable gift. You know, we're familiar with the scripture in John 3, 16. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Yeah. So we sing a song. You know, song number 376 in your book, but He paid a debt. Jesus did that He didn't owe. I owe a debt that I can't pay for my sin. What can I present to God and say, God, this will cover all my sins? Yeah, take it. I can't do it. God had to provide a gift for us, and He did by giving His Son. So we need to say thank you. And not just say, as we mentioned in our Bible class lesson this morning, we don't want to just say. We want to present ourselves before Him according to His will and His way. Thanks. We need to say thank you, last in closing, for Jesus' invitation in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. Well, that's us. I'll give you rest. Just take my yoke upon you from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart. And then He said again, and you will find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We're carrying a heavy burden. But we need to come to Him, His way, for rest. That's the lesson. So when you say thank you, for that invitation that you've given to us. You're here this morning, now remember the New Testament church. I'm not a Christian, meaning you have not been baptized for remission of sins. You can accomplish that. You simply need to let your request be known. You can accomplish that anytime. Afternoon, any day of the week. But we sometimes, at the close of a lesson, we say, why not now, while brethren are here to rejoice with you in that decision. To give you encouraging words for the decision you've made to become a Christian, to be baptized in sins. So that's the invitation we extend. If you're subject to it, if you have not done so already, just simply come and have a seat beside me while we're singing this song. At the close of the song, I'll just simply ask you what's on your mind. In other words, why did you come? Well, Brian, I want you to pray with me or for me, or Brian, I want to be baptized. Do that. Let's stand together. At this time, we'll sing the song that's been selected for us.